Do they stay or do they go? That's the question faced by loved ones of residents at St Basil's Aged Care in Melbourne. Since people within the facility tested positive to COVID-19, staff have been evacuated and swapped. But residents who have tested negative are still inside. Some families have arranged to have their relatives taken to hospital or other facilities, while others are frantically attempting to do the same. Andrew Lepos is a member of the Greek community in Melbourne who's running for local council. He's stepped in to advocate for the families of St Basil's residents to have their elderly relatives evacuated from the centre.
What I'm concerned about at a personal level is that the safety of their elderly is just not, it's just been neglected. I mean, I've heard stories of, you know, families taking out their loved ones and taking them to a hospital, and their loved ones have been apparently diagnosed as dehydrated. And that's a basic level of care at any nursing home, I would feel.
Nicholas Barbousis' father, Paul, died on Sunday after contracting the virus. Nicholas told Channel 9 St Basil's had informed him his father was isolated in his room. But Nicholas claims at the same time, Paul was actually dying in a hospital ward.
Someone from that area, the communication team, contacted me on Friday, telling me that from now on there will be a daily call. And on that daily call, there will be an update on my dad. I was told at that time that my dad was in his room, that he was comfortable and away from where all the chaos was. If we move forward into 24 hours, which was on the Saturday, around 2 o'clock, I got the same call from the same lady, basically telling me that my dad's condition hadn't changed, basically intimating that he was still in his room and okay. I was flabbergasted to put it mildly when I heard that, because I had a phone call 6 hours earlier from the hospital that he was in, Northern Hospital, telling me that he's fighting for his life.
Mr. Barbousis says he believes his father's death was preventable and is pleading with all facilities to talk to families of those who are ill. The family said their final goodbye to Paul over a video phone call. Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck today admitted communication failures are occurring in facilities where the Department of Health and Human Services has been forced to intervene in an outbreak.
We are working around the clock to ensure that families have access to information, good information. St Basil's has been a very, very difficult situation. We came in there cold on Wednesday after all of the staff and management had been declared COVID contacts in Victoria, and we've had to get to know the residents, we've had to get to know all of their circumstances. And unfortunately and tragically, in some circumstances, families haven't been given correct information. I've had that experience myself when I've made inquiries about particular residents in communicating with colleagues.
Minister Colbeck says more residents are being transferred to hospital to take pressure away from St Basil's. The facility St Basil's declined to speak with SBS, but its chairman released a statement saying all staff are extremely distressed, grieving the loss of residents who have died with COVID-19. He said he understands some residents were transferred to hospitals for further treatment as required. He added that while it is true initially St Basil's had some issues transferring residents to hospital, he believes now some hospitals are accepting residents who are clinically assessed and can benefit from treatment. St Basil's denies being understaffed and says protective equipment and infection protocols have been followed in line with government guidelines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison today referenced a federal private hospitals agreement made in recent months, which allows aged care residents to be transferred into private hospitals once they test positive to COVID-19.
Commonwealth put in place training for infection control in relation to COVID-19 in recent months, and it's a matter now of ensuring that those infection control procedures are being adhered to strictly in those facilities.
However, Australian Medical Association Victoria's president, Julian Raitt, has urged families to consider the trauma of moving very elderly and sick people.
In some cases, that might be inappropriate, that there might be some people who quite reasonably, because of their particular situation and their life expectancy, they might wish to remain where they are in their own surrounds or which they're familiar and continue to be cared for in the facility. However, it comes with a very strong caveat that there were sufficient resources deployed in that particular facility to protect staff and other patients.
It's a situation that's played out in numerous countries during the pandemic and even in other Australian cities. At Sydney's Newmarch House, where a COVID-19 cluster was linked to 19 residents' deaths, the operator Anglicare made the decision to put the centre into lockdown and keep residents on site. At the time, Anglicare had been advised it was dangerous to move those who were frail and elderly to hospital. After the tragic outbreak, the centre's CEO said, in hindsight, he regretted not evacuating them. Now, Shine Lawyers is gathering evidence for a potential class action on behalf of residents' families, alleging Newmarch House was negligent in its handling of the crisis and had breached its duties. New South Wales Health has said Anglicare followed best practice. The United Workers Union recently conducted a survey of aged care workers across Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia and New South Wales. Union Director Carolyn Smith said the responses were disturbing, pointing to a long-term culture of understaffed premises, poor conditions and transient workers.
Aged care workers were feeling untrained, unprepared, without enough staff and therefore unsafe. There were some very, very worrying statistics in the survey. We saw that two-thirds of care workers said their workloads had increased since the pandemic. 75% of them said they don't have enough staff to provide quality care.
The United Workers Union also found the industry is relying on casual workers who do not have paid sick leave and are reporting not being able to afford taking time away from work. But today, as Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews announced more than 500 new infections in 24 hours, he had this request.
My plea, my appeal, my request, and our requirement is that no one go to work if they have symptoms.
Camille Bianchi, SBS News.